We know that Naperville firefighters are suing Governor Pritzker over the testing and vaccination mandates. United Airlines fired people just recently who refused to get the vaccine. What are the legalities of being allowed to kind of force the vaccine on your employees? Leading employment attorney Jeffrey Colwin from Mascopinto and Colwin is joining us right now to talk about where things stand with that. Hey, Jeffrey, how are you?
Hi, Matt. I'm doing great. How's it going?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you jumping on the phone with us. What is the overall take on the idea of an employer being able to require vaccines? Is that going to stand up in court?
Every court that has considered the COVID-19 vaccination requirements imposed by employers have upheld those requirements as being legal.
Have those happened? So I have to ask, have those lawsuits happened in the states that are not, that are, you know, have struck down mask mandates and things like that?
There have been states where there has been some hostility to things like mask mandates, such as Texas, that where courts have upheld a requirement to comply with COVID vaccine mandates, whether it's get the vaccine or submit to weekly testing.
And I imagine there's precedents in other areas, right? I mean, for forever, our kids have had to have certain vaccinations before they can attend public school. So I imagine this isn't all brand new law. We just have to think about how else this has been enacted over time. Is that right?
Well, that's right, Matt. I think 18 states and territories or such require or encourage these types of vaccine mandates. It's been very common to require vaccines for things like measles and mumps, if you're going to school or if you're going to be a healthcare worker. And once the FDA in August determined that the vaccine was okay for use on a non-emergency basis, that put the COVID vaccine in line with all the other ones that we're most familiar with.
So in Naperville with the firefighters or elsewhere, where I imagine lawsuits might pop up from time to time, is it going to be a case of, hey, these are the rules. If you want to stay employed here, this is what you have to do. Or do you think there's some sort of legal way that the firefighters or others will be able to get around being forced to get vaccinated if they want to keep their employment?
It seems like the efforts by these lawsuits to try to stop the mandate from going into effect, meaning prohibiting employers from requiring mandates or testing, those lawsuits do not seem like they have a chance to be successful. What remains to be seen is whether the underlying claims that are brought in the lawsuits can be successfully litigated. That'll take a long time and certainly won't happen in the next few weeks, but those answers are less clear at this moment. What seems clear now is that employers have the authority to either require the vaccine.
Nope, we lost Jeffrey there for a second, so hold on. Let me put him on hold, and let's figure out what happened there. Jeffrey, are you back?
I'm right here.
Sorry, something happened there. You went on hold for a second. So you go ahead, back up two sentences there.
It seems clear that employers have the authority to require employees to either get the vaccine, submit to testing, or the employee can find a job somewhere else where those requirements are not necessary.
Are there some provisions where not, so, you know, there are some people who are, you know, not recommended to get a vaccine either because of health issues or otherwise. I also wonder if there are religious exemptions that maybe could play into people who decide they just don't want to do this.
Title VII of the Civil Rights Act does provide for an exemption for things like sincerely held religious beliefs. The ADA, the Americans with Disability Act, does have provisions that would provide for reasonable accommodations if, in fact, an employee had a medical condition that prohibited getting the vaccine. I think what we've seen over time is that the claims for religious exemptions seem to be narrow, few and far between. And I haven't seen a lot of evidence that there's the legitimate medical requirement that would prevent somebody from getting the vaccine. Or if there is one, it's also few and far between.
So I have to ask you, Jeffrey, then, as somebody who generally does represent employees against employers in these cases, does this concern you at all that it's maybe a stepping stone for employees to be able to force too much upon their employees? Or is this in line with common law?
I think the fact of the matter is that The law in the state of Illinois is that employees are employed on an at-will basis. What that means is employers get to set the rules for the terms of employment. And while the COVID vaccine is obviously something that's pressing and on everybody's mind, employers make rules that employees have to follow, whether they like them or not, all the time, whether it's rules about your privacy or rules about how you conduct yourself in the workplace. And so this seems to be in line with the types of things that employers can do because, of course, it is their place of employment.
That seems like a very legal answer, but I don't know if that's your personal opinion, Jeffrey, and I won't make you give your personal opinion on that. But I do wonder, as we move forward with this and mask mandates, you know, we're heading back into winter. The Delta variant has been pretty strong. It seems that we've gotten to a point where a lot of people have been vaccinated, but we're kind of at this threshold where we're meeting so much resistance. And the only way to get many more people vaccinated to a point where there's hopefully a tipping point where we can really start crushing the virus is to get more people to get vaccinated. And it seems like maybe the government, you know, Joe Biden has been asking OSHA to look into ways to enforce these things. Is that going to be something we're just going to hear much more of? Do you feel that since if a lawsuit like this does not succeed, more and more employers will just mandate that their employees have to do this as part of their employment?
It seems like that has been an effective way to get folks who are hesitant about getting the vaccine on board with getting vaccinated. It seems like the analysis that's being made is that the public interest in reducing the risk of transmission of COVID outweighs any personal interest that any particular person has in opposing the vaccine. I represent employees, and so I'm a firm believer that employees need more, not less rights. But the truth is that the public interest sometimes outweighs private beliefs.
United Airlines was about to fire 593 employees who refused to get vaccinated. But once the deadline and they were, you know, starting to enact that, that number dropped down to 320. So apparently a bunch of employees said, all right, I'm not going to lose my job over this. It's time to get vaccinated. And it seems like that is what's happening very widely. Some of the companies are now pushing to get the FDA exemption to enable kids, I believe, from the age of 2 to 11 to get the shots. Do you see schools starting to enforce that, just like any other vaccination that they require once the FDA gives authorization?
Vaccination requirements have long been in place for students, and it seems like the COVID vaccine is in line with all the other vaccines that are required to attend a public institution. I think the difference between United Airlines and the Naperville firefighters and paramedics is that United Airlines is a private employer who typically has more power and say over their place of employment than the firefighters who work for the government. The firefighters and paramedics who work for the government, they are alleging essentially that their constitutional rights are being violated by being subjected to these mandates. That's something that private employees who work for folks like United Airlines, that's not a claim they could make.
We're speaking with attorney Jeffrey Colwin from Mashapinto and Colwin about vaccination mandates and where things are headed. A couple more questions for him next on Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. If you have a question, 312-981-7200. Matt Bubala here with you on 720 WGN. We're here on Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. Matt Bubala in for John Hansen this afternoon, speaking with Jeffrey Colwin from Mashapinto and Colwin about the vaccine mandates and what's been going on with the lawsuits and everything else that we've heard about here lately. Jeffrey, I want to ask, when we first went into COVID and the state was shutting down bars and restaurants, what was going on with you at that time? Was that a very tough situation for whether or not the state was overexerting its rights to shut down businesses?
Governor Pritzker's executive orders were all issued under the Emergency Management Act. And that act gives the governor the powers in cases of emergency to take broad measures to try to mitigate the disaster. When Governor Pritzker first implemented those executive orders, there were many challenges to the legality of the contents of those orders, whether it had to do with masks or limiting gatherings or temperature checks and things of that nature. Most of those cases were consolidated and brought down to Sangamon, Illinois, where a judge upheld the governor's power to make these requirements under the authority of the Emergency Management Act. And these requirements that are being challenged now in Naperville and by some Kane County teachers all relate to the governor's executive order requiring healthcare workers and educators to submit to COVID vaccine mandates.
So as we head back into winter and the Delta variant's kind of raging and we're worried about whether things are going to get really bad again, do you think it's going to be a lot easier because we've had a precedent of a year already that things will be a little cleaner on social distancing, what gets enforced by the state? Do you think there'll be fewer lawsuits once we get through this?
It seems like the lawsuits, there were a few different waves of these lawsuits. There were the first round of lawsuits before the vaccine was approved and fully authorized by the FDA. There have now been a second round of lawsuits that are similar to the ones brought by the Naperville firefighters and paramedics that I think will work their way through the system. And then I do think that as the COVID cases are dropping and more people are vaccinated. I think I saw today that the CDC said that something like 77% or 70% of adults are vaccinated. You're going to just see less conflict and tension over these types of requirements. And that will lead to less lawsuits.
Jeffrey, there's such an issue right now with employment in general. So many places don't have enough people working. Is there anything legally that needs to change to get more people back in the workforce?
I think the pandemic has brought to light a lot of pre-existing problems between employees and employers and the compensation employees receive and the type of work employers need. I think there's a readjustment of that balance. What I hope happens is that as we emerge from the pandemic, there will be a realignment of employers valuing employees more and encouraging career development that will lure more folks into the workplace. Right now, that balance is out of order. And what I hope is as the economy improves and progresses, there will be more balance between the number of folks who need employers and the number of people who are looking for employment.
Is part of that problem... We've had a lot of talk over the last couple of years about the fight for 15 and lower wages, and we see a lot of stories all the time about what executives make, what CEOs make versus what their lowest end workers make. Is that distribution gotten so out of hand that lower end workers are like, we can find other jobs, this doesn't make sense, and that's where things have to straighten out better?
It seems clear that executives are paid in a disproportionate way to their employees in many, many cases. And as somebody who represents employees, it seems clear to me that raising the minimum wage has a positive impact both for employers and employees. It sounds like something that is scary to employers, and it makes sense the reasons why. But I think what the pandemic has brought to light is that employees who do good work and who are loyal are valuable, and those folks deserve to be paid something equivalent to the services that they provide. I think the closer that those two ideas come together, the more you'll see harmony between employees and employers over wages.
It does seem that maybe the shortage will make the importance of being able to keep and retain good employees so important that companies will find ways to pay them and make sure that that happens. Do you see that tipping the tide in a positive way for employees?
I would like to think so. You know, most of the employees who call me, whether they're having a problem at work, where they're currently employed or whether they were terminated, almost all of them say the same thing, which is that They were so loyal to their employer, they can't believe that they're in this particular circumstance. And I think what you'll see coming out of the pandemic, hopefully, is that employers will become more loyal to their employees.
Well, that's a hopeful thing, and I hope that you're right about that. And we will monitor, I guess, as time goes on and the pandemic rages on. Jeffrey Colwin from Mashapinto and Colwin, he's a leading employment attorney. Thank you so much for taking the time with us. We really appreciate you being here today.
Well, thanks for having me on the air, Matt, and we'll all be watching these cases very closely.
Yeah, absolutely, we will. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to take one more quick break. Then we'll wrap things up here on Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. Matt Bubala with you here on 720 WGN.